This lesson closes out real property basics. We're covering fixtures. When something stops being personal property and becomes part of the real estate and the bundle of rights that ownership actually includes. Real property is land and anything permanently attached to it. Personal property, also called chattel, is movable and not attached. A fixture sits in between. It started as personal property, but through attachment, it has become real property. Use the acronym MARIA, method of attachment. Is it bolted or built in, or just resting in place? Adaptability. Was it custom made for this specific property? Relationship of the parties. An item a tenant installs tends to stay personal property. Intention. What did the parties intend at the time it was installed? And agreement. Does the contract specifically say what stays and what goes? When in doubt, the written agreement wins. One important exception, trade fixtures. These are items a commercial tenant installs for their business. Store shelving, a walk-in cooler, salon chairs. Even though they're attached, they remain the tenant's personal property, and the tenant may remove them before the lease ends. Ownership itself is often described as a bundle of rights, not one single right. Possession, the right to occupy. Control, deciding how it's used, within the law. Exclusion, keeping others out. Enjoyment, using it without interference. And disposition, the right to sell, lease, or transfer it. Selling a property means transferring the whole bundle. Leasing it means handing over only some of those sticks, temporarily. Try this. A tenant installs display shelving in a rented retail space for their business. At the end of the lease, the shelving is A. a fixture the landlord now owns. B. personal property the tenant may remove. C. automatically abandoned to the property. Or D. an encroachment. The answer is B. This is a trade fixture, installed by a commercial tenant for business use. So it stays the tenant's personal property, and they can remove it before the lease ends. The word retail and the fact that it's for the tenant's business are your signal every time. That closes out real property basics. Estates, easements, liens, and fixtures form the foundation for everything else on the exam. More practice at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.